Welcome to From Home. My name is Michael Ruhlman. My guests on From Home will be giving us self-recorded updates on what they're cooking, what's in their pantry, and what they're looking forward to when life gets back to normal. My guest on this edition of From Home is the founder and CEO of a company called Best Best Condiments. The word Best Best comes from the Somali term for chili. Her products are inspired by the Somali staples that she would cook with her family. And I can't wait to hear what she's been cooking. You may want to have pen and paper handy for her amazing recipes. Without further ado,
this is From Home with.
This is From Home with
Hawa Hassan.
Hi, I am Hawa Hassan, founder and CEO of Best Best Condiments, a line of sauces from the continent of Africa. I am right now at my home in Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Choose one easy-to-prepare dish that has become a go-to for you.
What have you been cooking during quarantine?
Today I've chosen a recipe that I love and that I've been making nonstop while in quarantine. I've been making lots of roasted vegetables and dressing them up with sauces that I love and make, and this one is a spicy red wine sauce that is often used in a lot of Ethiopian cuisine. It's called awaze, A-W-A-Z-E. You could use it as a finishing sauce, as I often do, or you could brush it on just about any protein, fish, tofu, tempeh. So yeah, before grilling, sauteing, or roasting. This recipe is for my roasted carrots, chickpeas, and onions with my awaze sauce. And what we'll need is 1 pound of medium carrots, peeled and ends trimmed, 1 can of chickpeas, drained and rinsed. We'll need 1 large red onion cut into 1-inch chunks. I love, love red onion, and it's become truly the savior of all my foods here in quarantine since I've been cooking nonstop. You'll need 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You'll need 1 tablespoon of berbere spice blend. It could be store-bought. I buy my Ethiopian berbere from Whole Foods, or I order it on the internet. And just kosher salt to taste. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to preheat the oven to 400 with baking sheet on the bottom rack. That's our number one step. To cut the carrots, you're going to want to hold at 45 degree angle to your cutting board and slice 1 inch thick off. Rotate the carrots 1/4 turn and slice off another chunk. Continue to the end of the carrots until all of your carrots are cut this way. I love to do this because it encourages the roasting to happen on all sides. So for 3, you're going to want to toss the carrots in a large bowl with your chickpeas that are drained. Don't forget that part, because you don't want a ton of the water from the can to end up in there. Your red onions, olive oil, and your berbere blend. And you're going to use about 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. You're going to want to spread the preheated baking sheet. I like to preheat my baking sheet just so that I know everything is going to cook evenly. And then roast until tender and nicely caramelized, which is about 25 minutes. I realized while being at home and cooking nonstop, sometimes I have forgotten when I've been boiling water or baking something. I've been using the timer on my phone and it's come in handy. Sometimes I work with headphones on and I just forget that things are either in the oven or cooking. So I love having my timer on my phone on. That's just a small trick I've been using a lot. For the awaze sauce, this is what you're going to want to do. In a small bowl, you're going to want to stir the red onion, honey, and then you're going to stir in the berbere and blend 1 teaspoon of salt. The sauce should be thick but still able to drizzle, so you want it kind of almost running off of your spoon. This will make more awaze than you'll need for the recipe, but it keeps well in the refrigerator for at least over a week. And like I said, you could use it just as a finishing sauce on about anything. For the barbare spice blend, you're going to want to combine all the ingredients in a bowl and whisk together. I'll tell you right now how much I use. I make my barbare at home. Like I said, I love to buy it online just to make things easier for myself. But I often find that when I run out of time, it's nice to just pick some up. So if you can't find any at the grocery store, you can make it like this. And it makes about a half a cup. So 1/4 cup ground New Mexican chili, 2 tablespoons of sweet paprika, 1 teaspoon ground cayenne, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon mustard powder, 1/2 teaspoon onion, and you can get the one that you get just as a spice from the store, and then 1/2 teaspoon grounds allspice, and then the last thing is just 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. You're going to want to combine all that into a bowl. You're going to want to whisk it together, combine it well, and this is what you use in the waze sauce. So in the waze sauce, like I said earlier, I like to take it all in a small bowl, stir together the red wine and the honey, stir in the barbare and the salt. After that, the sauce is made. What's in the waze sauce, you're probably wondering, and it's just as I said, it's those 3 ingredients. It's not fancy, but it packs flavor and it's beautiful color. It's a deep red. The barbare gives it just this like earthy tone, and it really does go well with just about anything, not just roasted carrots. So for the waze sauce, I use 1/4 cup of red wine. You could use any red wine, one that you drink at home or a cheaper version if you don't want to use the one that you're drinking. 2 tablespoons of honey. I use just the honey that I use for my tea, just out of my pantry. 5 tablespoons of barbare, store-bought or the recipe that I just told you about. And then kosher salt to taste. I use 1 teaspoon of that, but you can gauge it for your palate. So that's my recipe. That's what I've been making nonstop. I've been eating these carrots, these chickpeas, and red onions with my waze sauce, and it's been incredible.
Take a look in your cupboards.
What's in your pantry?
Freezer.
Refrigerator.
Walk us through what you see. What are you stocked up on?
I take so much pride in my pantry being really beautiful and clean and organized, but I must say during quarantine, not only have I run out of a lot of things and not replaced them, but I've been putting things back in places that they don't belong. But in it, if you were to look at it today, you would find half-emptied cardamom, you would find whole cloves, you would find lots of cinnamon sticks, you would find ton of raisins, which I use in my cooking often. In my refrigerator, you would find so much spinach. I just started to juice my fresh spinach or use it in my smoothies because it was going bad a lot faster than I could use it. And in my freezer, you would find ton of frozen pineapple. I've also wisened up. So when my banana has been on the brink of going bad, I've put it in a Ziploc bag or in one of my Tupperware things and have put it in my freezer just to keep for my smoothies. So that's been a treat. The thing that I feel I've stocked up on the most in this quarantine, which I probably didn't do a lot prior to, is spinach. I used to buy spinach as I needed before, and now I find myself drawn to it at the grocery store. I go to the grocery store maybe every 10 days. I get too much spinach, not even enough that I can consume unless I'm making the smoothies every day. I've been frying spinach sometimes with my kale.
Tell us about the dish you eat when you want to feel comfortable, safe, nostalgic, or taken care of.
What is your ultimate?
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Ultimate. What is your ultimate comfort food?
And why do you love it so much?
People think that I eat a lot of Somali food. Somali food is something that I eat when I'm missing home, but it's not something that I'm making daily just for myself. It's something really that is more for groups because it's hard to make just for an individual. So I've been eating a lot of sweet potatoes. I've been baking a ton of sweet potatoes. They've been my savior. I've also been eating eggs. I've been making eggs every single day. And then recently, about a week or so ago, I've never done this before. I'm not someone who's really into sweet breakfast, but I've started to make pancakes for myself. I don't know where that came from, and I've been eating it with hot honey. I love it. It's so comforting. It's sweet. It's spicy. And honestly, it just feels like a victory some mornings when I'm able to get up and do that for myself.
From a food perspective, walk us through what happens when this pandemic is under control.
What do you miss about restaurants? Restaurants.
What's the first restaurant or bar you'll visit? What will you order? Why?
What will I order? So the place I often crave and go to is Kelowna Verde. I've lived in my neighborhood for 15 years and they've been here for about 10 years. I get a drink called Picosa, which is a mezcal drink that's spicy. I take that almost every Friday from them as a treat to myself. Will I throw a dinner party when this pandemic is back under control? I will definitely have dinner gatherings. For me, community is really the center of who I am. And so I do miss bringing people together around a table and having discussions, whether it be politics or, you know, cultural norms or just about, you know, just catching up with friends. I love cooking for groups. I think that's probably the one thing I miss the most is cooking for people. It's my way of saying I love you and showing up for other people in that way. I think it's a treat to feed folks.
Is there any message you have for listeners right now?
How to support.
Support.
Anything they should do to support their local hospitality industry workers?
How to support.
Take care.
I hope that the system that has been in place in regards to restaurants is torn down and built back up. I've been spending a lot of my time working with Kelowna Verde, which is a restaurant, a Latin restaurant in my neighborhood, to provide food for frontline workers and a few nonprofits we've partnered in to step in the gap for not only people who live in my neighborhood in Fort Greene, but also other nonprofits that have been doing a wonderful job of supplying their community, like Brotherhood Sister Soul in Harlem, who's feeding 600 families every week. I have tremendous respect for the men and women who and people who work in restaurants, but I do feel that it's been a system that has long failed its most essential workers and its folks who are the backbone of restaurants. And so I hope that when restaurants do open back up, that the people in charge really, I don't want to say fix the mess, but the people that are in charge really start to develop a more equitable system in their businesses for everybody at the restaurants. I would say to anybody who is listening that you should do what you can from where you are with what you have. We've got incredibly resilient frontline workers and people who are stepping in the gap for so many folks. Being based in New York City, I've been able to see it from the front lines and from a kitchen, you know, inside the kitchen. And so I would say if you're able to help, that you should get behind a group of people whose mission feels close to you and see how you could be of service. Yeah, so that's it. Get behind a nonprofit whose mission is close to your own or that resonates with you and know that we're going to come out of this thing and that when we do, no one should be interested in going back to normal because normal wasn't working before. I hope that all of this made sense, that whoever is listening on the other end is able to make the carrot, onion, and chickpea recipe of mine with awaze. Okay, bye, be safe.
That awaze sauce sounds incredible. I am definitely going to give that a try. Thanks so much, Hawa. And thanks also for your work feeding frontline workers at Brooklyn Hospital Center in your Fort Greene neighborhood. It's people like you who give me hope. For more information on Hua's products, visit bestbestsauce.com. That's bestbest, spelled B-A-S-B-A-A-S, the word sauce.com. B-A-S-B-A-A-S, the word sauce.com.